I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, it's Ask the Expert here on Lunchtime Live. Dr. Ellen McSweeney, who is from the Irish Blood Transfusion Service, is with me here in studio to answer all of your questions about giving blood. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. Ellen, thanks a million for joining us, first of all. How are supplies first?
Thank you for having me on this afternoon. Supplies are actually stable at present. We were short round about Easter time and had to issue an appeal, but got a wonderful response. So we're actually stable at present, but we always want to remind people that bank holidays, though wonderful as they are, they actually can cause shortages from our point of view. So we want to remind people to donate, if at all possible, before the bank holidays and afterwards.
Okay, so you probably need people then in advance of this weekend.
Yes, and we put on Sunday clinics as well after bank holidays.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay, listener questions. We have this voice note in from this listener.
Hi, Andrea. As regards your blood donation segment, I was wondering, can you ask the expert, if somebody has had a transfusion, can they ever give blood again? My understanding is that I can't. I had a transfusion back in 2009 and I'd really like to give back. But from everything I read, it looks like I can't. Is that time capped or is that for always? Thanks a million.
Good question. Ellen?
No, I'm afraid the answer is no, you can't, unless you had the transfusion before 1980. So that's the regulation for now, and there isn't a cap on it. It may change in the future, but for now, you can't, unfortunately.
Okay. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. This listener is wondering, can you donate blood when you die, Ellen?
Well, we don't collect blood, obviously, after somebody has actually died. Not at the moment, at any rate.
They're probably thinking of the in terms of organ donation, but they're wondering.
Yeah, it could be. Obviously, we encourage people to, you know, donate their organs after they die.
But blood isn't something that
something that we actually would collect at present.
Listener says, when I was younger in 1966, I had yellow jaundice. I was told I couldn't give blood. Is this still the case? I'm now older. I've loads of blood and blood pressure is good, so I'd like to donate.
No, our regulations have changed an awful lot since 1966. And in fact, we now accept donations from somebody who has jaundice as a child under the age of 13. And if somebody has hepatitis A, which will be the common infectious type in schools, for example, way back then at any age, then we will accept somebody as long as they've recovered for at least 6 months.
Mm. Okay. Listeners wondering, how often can you give blood? Ellen, can you give it every day?
No. Every 90 days is the actual, interval between donations. And that's important because we obviously want to protect somebody's health and make sure they have enough hemoglobin, enough red cells for them to be able to donate.
This texter says, they're a regular donor, you'll be glad to hear, but they were in Malta a couple of weeks ago and they were bitten by a mosquito. Is there a quarantine period since I returned before I can donate again?
Okay, well, there's no particular travel restrictions for Malta, but what we would actually say is make sure that the mosquito bites aren't infected and that they've healed up entirely.
How will you know if it's infected? If you still have the bite at all?
If they look really, really red and angry,
it's aggressive
and sore.
Looking. Yeah, so if it's like that, you can't. But if it's totally healed, you're fine. 087 1400 106 is the number. Why are donation centres open after 3 p.m? Surely a morning option would allow mums to donate before collecting children from school, says this texter.
Okay, well, we do actually have our clinics. We have our static sites in Delir Street and in Stillorgan and in Cork. So the times vary with those, but the times are actually on our website at giveblood.ie.
Listeners been to West Africa many times and they've had malaria twice. Can they give blood?
Okay, they can, but we introduced a malaria antibody test in May of 2023. So what we would actually do is take a sample and test it for malaria antibody first. If that's negative, then the person can donate.
So do they need to contact yourselves in to arrange that appointment before?
Oh, it's just in one of our normal clinics.
Yeah.
But yes, it's good to actually arrange. We like people to make an appointment if at all possible.
Oh, so just don't just rock up, have this scheduled in advance.
No, it's better to make an appointment.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's better somebody knows what time they'll have. And it's better for the clinics as well, obviously.
And that's just through your own website, is it?
That's through our website, yes. And they can ring up 1-800-731-137 as well to talk to somebody who would ask some other questions.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure somebody isn't going to be deferred for some other reason, like a tattoo or something that they, you know, something short-term deferral.
Just on that, what are the rules around tattoos and piercings?
It's 4 months if somebody's had a tattoo or had piercing.
At all? Even just a regular ear piercing?
Yes.
You can't. Yeah, can't donate for 4 months.
Just for 4 months.
Okay. This listener suffers with epilepsy, Ellen, and I'm on a very mild dose of medication. Is it possible for me to give blood, or do I still have to wait until I'm no longer taking medication?
Somebody with epilepsy has to wait for at least 3 years after they finish taking the medication, and they mustn't have had any seizures during that period of time, during that 3 years.
This listener says they're underweight. They're about 8 stone, 5 foot, very fit and healthy though. They'd love to be in a position to donate blood. They're wondering, is their weight still an issue?
Okay, well, the minimum weight is 7 stone 12, which is 50 kgs, but the blood volume could be an issue. And what we would need to do is to actually, we have like a chart where we work out somebody's height and their weight and see had they an adequate blood volume. We need 3.5 litres blood volume before somebody can actually donate.
Okay. And just on that, Siobhan in Dublin, how long does it take to give blood? Are you in a room on your own? Are there loads of other people around you? I'd like to be brave and give blood, but I'm quite afraid of needles, and being in a room full of people, I think, could make me quite nervous or even worse, faint. Maybe just talk us through what happens, actually.
Okay. What actually happens is that somebody, once they ring up, make the appointment, they are asked some common questions. Then they come to our clinic and register, you know, giving all of their details, fill in a questionnaire, have an interview with a staff member, have the haemoglobin check done, and then make sure they've lots to drink. We give them some water, not alcohol, some water at the clinics. And at any rate, then actually go to donate. The whole, after the donation itself takes anything between typically 8 or 10 minutes, an absolute maximum of 15, then have a rest afterwards and have a drink in our canteen. The whole procedure takes about an hour.
From start to finish.
From start to finish.
And in a room on your own?
No. Not the interview is, you know, the interview is separate, so it can be as private as is possible for somebody. But the donation is actually, you know, there are other people present there donating at the same time.
If you had chemo in 2010, can you donate?
Unless it was for a basal cell carcinoma, which is on somebody's face, then the answer is no.
No. And this texter finished cancer treatment last August for triple negative breast cancer.
I'm afraid not.
No. Type 2 diabetic.
Yes, type 2 diabetic can donate as long as they haven't any complications associated with the diabetes, and depending on the medication they're on. If it's just metformin, then they can donate. If it's others, then at the moment they can't. But again, that is one of the guidelines that we are going to review.
6 weeks pregnant. Can this listener?
No. Somebody should wait for a year after they've been pregnant.
And finally, I'm currently on Mounjaro. Can I donate?
No, not at the moment. We're actually concerned about two things. One is the actual medication, because that is one of the medications that the company actually says that women of childbearing age should not actually, that they can't, that they have to use contraceptives if they use it. And the second thing is somebody could lose a lot of weight and may, if it's happened quite quickly, for example, then they could actually be more prone to fainting, depending on the weight loss and their blood volume.
The questions are still coming in. We'll have to get you back again, Ellen. We'll make sure to podcast this chat though, so listeners can listen back to your advice. It'll be on the Go Loud app. You can simply subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. For the moment, Dr. Ellen McSweeney with the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. Ellen, thanks a million.
Not at all.
Thanks for joining us in the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.